Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hello, and welcome to this afternoon edition of the Daily Zeitgeist, which is actually known as, it's not Zeit, but it's okay. I'm gonna talk trends every day. Okay, shout out to me right now, just thinking of that. And shout out to you, Becca Ramos, super producer. Helping me out.
Hello.
Also, all my teachers, keep hitting me up on Twitter. I'm retweeting your shit. I'm trying to knock a couple things off people's lists when they hit me with them. And it sounds like many other members of Zeit Gang have been doing that. If you have, I know money is tight. But if you have anything that you can offer, even if it's words of encouragement, please do, because shout out to all the teachers that are also listeners to the show. Again, my gratitude is infinite. When we're going to hear from your teacher soon too, right?
Yes, I will follow up with
Ms. Ortega. Oh, wow. I like how now you got to be the teacher. Like, Ms. Ortega, what happened with the homework we were talking about? Okay. All right. Just checking in, you know, cause I'm going to be speaking with your teacher.
I know
you're
busy,
later.
But you have time.
Yeah. But yes, please continue sending those in, because it's always wonderful to be able to help if we can or you can. What's trending? Up first, $50,000 is trending, as in $50,000. Why? There's a new Business Week article that is, you know, talking about or exposing, I guess, this. I had no idea. There's a podcast payola problem. And payola is, you know, like a media term where you get paid to do some shit, but people don't know that you're getting paid to do some shit. And sometimes that can come in the form of like songs being on the radio. And you're like, how did that person get on the radio? Well, maybe somebody paid the fucking production director, you know, the music director. But in the podcast situation, what they're saying is there are guests who are paying up to $50,000 to hosts of popular shows to like guest on them.
Oh.
And this isn't being disclosed. And I'm like, well, what the fuck? I'm like, oh, okay, big podcast. That's why nobody's offered us to pay, you know, $50,000 to be on. But I get that. But they say, there's like from this article, podcast guests can sometimes pay big bucks to be interviewed on popular shows, a practice particularly common in the wellness, cryptocurrency, and business genres. That
so
makes the most
alert.
Sense. Yes.
All of it is like MLM vibe.
Yes.
Scam, 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 scamming.
Anderson. Exactly. we've seen it all. Apparently, this goes on. This is from another tweet. I forget from who, but essentially saying that this process is humming along to the point that there is a company who's like actually acting as a marketplace for these kinds of opportunities. So essentially like being like Cameo, but for podcast guests. That shit is wild.
So funny to me because it's like podcasting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but think about it. It happens a lot. Like on YouTube, it'll happen where sometimes you'll see people who do review stuff. They'll be like, yo, low-key, I got paid to do this review just so you know, or whatever. And then sometimes you hear about like YouTubers who get offered money and they're like, dude, I was never going to, this person was trying to come on my show. I was supposed to say like their crypto thing was like so cool and like such a great opportunity. And they offered me like $80,000 and I wouldn't do it. And I get it because there is a lot of trust with hosts, especially on like with like YouTubers and podcasters, that it feels like, oh, this person's on, they must fuck with this thing.
Yeah,
that
of course.
It's pretty potent, especially with like, again, like wellness and crypto. It's fucking wild. Like, I mean, that's the place where you need people to be like, yeah, I just saw this clip where the woman was like, yeah, I look at Lyme disease as a blessing from God because it contains all the source code from the origin story and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, what? Fuck. Anyway, a lot of interesting stuff out there.
To be in the crypto, in the wellness. Woo. It is like such a, I can't get into it. Like I've looked, I've been, you know, served on my For You page immediately, like, swipe up, cannot do it.
Alkalize your body, alkalize your life, and you will live longer. See, that's a problem. Like, oh, there's so many very interesting things that people are hawking. But again, like when you see the money that they can potentially make by having a podcast or something legitimize what their hustle is, then yeah, like I guess
so
50
I guess
grand is a drop.
The question is, A, where do they get the $50,000? B, so they're just paying some other, you know, reputable in quotes. Mm-hmm. You know, podcast host, podcast platform to go on there and have them vouch for them being like, yeah, that's not snake oil. And then I guess that reputable platform wins because they got $50,000 and the person who paid the $50,000 wins because they're promoting their MLM. Is that the vibe? Like, am I understanding this scam properly?
I mean, like essentially, like either you have the capital to say I can brute force enter the market by just paying my way into these spaces, because that happens a lot. You get crypto people come out of nowhere. They might have a little bit of capital to play with. And what they do is, again, that's just to create the atmosphere around this person that they're legit. And like, that's half the battle, is to like normalize this kind of stuff. But yeah, I mean, like there's so many ways. This happens in radio too, but it's a big problem. And I'm sure for people who are like, trusting those hosts, sorry to those listeners. But anyway, you should check back in tomorrow, where we'll have the CEO of Northrop Grumman on to talk about why their products make our world a safer place. So be on the lookout for that. Really dope guy. Really dope guy. Batgirl is trending. There's a Batgirl film. It has Michael Keaton, Brendan Fraser, and In the Heights star Leslie Grace as Batgirl. We suddenly found out that this movie is not going to be released by Warner Brothers at all. People are like, what the fuck is going on? The directors said they were saddened and shocked by the news. Quote, we still can't believe it. As directors, it is critical that our work be shown to audiences. And while the film was far from finished, we wish that fans from all over the world would have had the opportunity to see and embrace the final film themselves. Maybe one day they will. It's like very... There's a lot of interesting stuff happening from the Warner Brothers Discovery shit that's happening. Like, there's already talk of, like, you know, the reason Samantha Bee went down is actually because of the cuts that were being made. There was, like, Gordita Chronicles on HBO Max. That got cut because it sounds like there's a lot of things changing at HBO Max. I saw rumors that they're potentially going to fold HBO Max into Discovery Plus because Discovery wants to build their own brand up. Media is fucked up. It's like funny. You can see on like writer Twitter, so many people are like, shit. Well, I thought I had something going, but I guess not.
It's crazy. They also said six HBO Max, Warner Bros. Original movies have been silently pulled from HBO Max. So it is very weird. The Discovery-ication of HBO.
Yeah, they're like, oh yeah, we don't really want to pay anybody on that, so why don't we just take that off? How about we do that? Ha-ha.
Which is sad. We were just talking before we got on mic. I love HBO Max. I don't really want it to change. Like, I like when HBO, like, I forgot what it was called, HBO Go before.
HBO Go.
Turned into HBO Max. They did a big push. I feel like they did a really good job at like diversifying their content and giving lots of opportunities to BIPOC folks. And, you know, I've been I was like paying for HBO Go for no reason. I don't even remember why I started paying for it.
Like,
it was like one show. I think I was like, I think it might have been Los Spookies. I bought it to watch Los Spookies and that was it.
Right.
And then when it became HBO Max, I was like, oh, I only watch HBO Max. Like, I'm not on Netflix anymore as much.
Right.
Hulu, I'm just getting my, like, reality TV, you know, because it's cable, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And HBO was, like, where I was going for, like, new things I'm interested in. I'm going to HBO Max. So it's sad to see a lot of good stuff starting to die because of this acquisition.
Yeah. It's fucking, it's chaos. And it's just wild, too. Like, when it's, like, all these other things. It's like, well, the money's up there, and that's what's making the decision. It doesn't matter how many people are like, I like this show.
Yeah.
Long may it last. They're like, look, we're cutting fucking corners. So, sorry, bye. Whatever. Some good news, though, from the state of Kansas. They had a ballot measure on the books and during yesterday's primary that was going to essentially strip the state constitution of abortion rights. And you know what? In a landslide, it was defeated because the people of Kansas were like, yes, rights, good. Don't like them taken away. You know, and again, a lot of Democratic strategists are rejoicing. Like, it's a game changer for the midterms. And you're like, okay, sure. But
it's once again the bare minimum.
Yeah. Like, just so you know, we're talking about a group of people in the state had to come like turn out in like presidential election numbers to defeat a ballot measure that said, we want to keep our rights. That's what happened. Rather than being like, oh, gotcha, GOP. Please focus
Democrats
on the people.
Are back.
Okay. Yeah, and Kansas has that wild, you know, there's been like violence with abortion providers there. I know like a doctor would been like killed like maybe 10 years, 2009 or something like that. So it's I mean, obviously, and also Kansas, for where it's positioned, offers like people in the South and Midwest who live in, you know, backwards ass states. Opportunity to access safe health care. So a bit of good news. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come back with good news followed by freaky fucked up news and then some drama. Okay, right after this. We'll be right back. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Y'all, just right now, Google Cartwheel Galaxy. Maybe you've seen it. Maybe you have not. But this is one of the latest James Webb Telescope images that has just come out. And it took my breath away. This thing is so fucking beautiful. I don't even know how to describe it. It looks like one of those mint candies that you get that are like red and white, like at the restaurant before you leave.
Yeah, a little swirl.
Yeah, but as a galaxy, because I don't know any other terms to use. But it's like,
it is out of this world.
Yeah. That's what I love about these pictures. Like every couple ones like just hit me in my fucking brain. And I'm like, it's just like, you are fucking insignificant. Look at this shit that's fucking light years away from you and doing the most. I love it. Helps me feel like a part of the universe, I guess. But anyway, I just want to say it's a refreshing image for those of us who need something refreshing to put our eyes on. So shout out to space and its infinite expanses. And then the Pentagon is trending, because buckle up if you want to get freaked the fuck out. So
love it.
January 6th text messages. We know the Secret Service deleted everything. Like fucking Ava's gone. I'm sorry. The phone. Gone. Can't find those texts. Then we found out that some of the top people at the Department of Homeland Security's January 6th texts from that time also totally fucking gone. And we're like, oh, fuck, that's so fucked up. Let's add another dimension to this. Top officials at the Pentagon, their texts are also deleted and wiped and not able to be recovered. So,
Question mark.
Yeah, that's fucked. It's all bad.
You know what they need to do? Mm. I was listening to Scam Goddess today. Different network. But
No, it's all love, Lacey, though.
Lacey's episode today or this week was about this 14-year-old or 15-year-old British kid who hacked into the CIA. And then he got like arrested. Like he was like not in America. Like he like hacked into the CIA and all this stuff because he was like, yeah, I think the American government's trash and they deserve. They need to get that kid back on this.
Go off, young man.
He's out of jail now. He's like living a life of being like a, you know, I don't know, a bounty hunter, but for hacking, like going and helping companies who
their like a white hat hacker.
Yeah. So, you know, they kind of get him back. Pull back
come
these
through.
Text messages.
Yeah. I mean, that shit is oof. I forget what article it was. I want to actually, there's like someone was like using this like Goldfinger quote from the James Bond film. It said, one time is happenstance, two times is coincidence, three times is enemy action. I was like, yeah, that's, I mean, from anyone watching on January 6th, you're like, this shit looked like a setup. a lot of people must have known something, or a lot of people must have known and all collectively decided to just let it cook.
Turn a blind eye. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
exactly. So, yeah. more things to make you uneasy about the future. But let's put our attention to something that gives me life. And that is when I don't know about shit that is going on in the youth culture. I don't even know why I'm saying that like I'm that old. But Becca, you were like, okay, you know about the Bridgerton musical drama? I said, Bridgerton musical drama?
Once again, the intersection of my interests, musicals, gossip, TikTok, drama. So if we remember back to the haunted times of 2020, where TikTok produced a Ratatouille virtual musical. Also, at the time Bridgerton came out and became like a phenomenon, you know, that was like winter 2020, right? We're all peak COVID.
Yeah, well, Rick and Jean.
These two women who call their, I don't know, business, their entity, Barlow and Bear, they did this fanfic song of Bridgerton. Like it was like inspired by the musical or by the show, Bridgerton. And it got a lot of praise. It went viral. It was
okay.
Whatever. People loved it. Netflix loved it too. They were like, we want our fans to like make fan fiction. Awesome. Like support the show, whatever. And so they like supported them making an album. Like they got like clearance from Netflix to like make a musical album. Like not perform a show, but right, like, but a musical album. And they ended up getting nominated for a Grammy for that and winning a Grammy, which was crazy.
What?
That these internet people who made a fan fiction song for TikTok became a Grammy winners.
Wow. I love to see it. Okay.
Barlow and Bear, they've now gotten too big of a head. And they kind of took it too far. They started like doing a musical. Like, they started building out a musical where they could like sell tickets for. And, you know, I have skimmed a couple articles from the New York Times and Rolling Stone, but essentially, like, Netflix gave them the option to license. They were like, okay, this is going too far.
Right.
We are willing to give you a license. Like, if you want to pay for the license, you can do your musical.
Right.
But they were like, nah. And then they did it anyway. And they did this unofficial Bridgerton musical, but it's like obviously way too close to Bridgerton. It's like stolen IP. It's like very blatantly stolen IP. And it's truly their fault. I mean, like, obviously, I'm very much like, fuck a big corporation, of course, but I'm also like, you guys are blatantly
don't
in the wrong
be sloppy.
This time. Yeah, you're being like, they sold out the Kennedy Center, selling these tickets for $150 a pop, you know, multiple
nights.
Netflix
is smart. They're like, yeah, go ahead, step on the fucking landmine real quick so then we can get your ass. Wow.
So, yeah, because basically a lot of people were like, I can't believe Netflix let it get this far, but no, it was definitely that. They're like, okay, you want to play this game?
They're like, okay, now you're infringing on our intellectual property. Guess what? Here's a cease and desist. Cease and get smoked.
It says Netflix has sued the team behind the unofficial Bridgerton musical, claiming that the Grammy-winning lyricist-composer duo infringed on the hit show's intellectual property. They absolutely did. The musical is very much the show. I mean, I loved the viral song. It was fun, but this is wild.
Yeah, but you know, fuck it. Part of me is like, I know in the world of the legal shit, they can't do that.
Yeah.
But man, fuck Netflix, man. Fucking go make your fucking musical, man.
Because it said they got permission to create the album of the musical and it was to be consulted before Barlow and Bear took steps beyond streaming their album online in an audio-only format. Netflix claims that the women violated the agreement by performing the album live. The lawsuit comes just days after Barlow and Bear staged their first ever unofficial Bridgerton musical live concert at the Kennedy Center, July 26th. Promotional advertising for the sold-out show stated that the Bridgerton trademark was used with permission and the event was not endorsed or sponsored by Netflix, which is where they fucked up, especially because they had the option to license and they chose not to.
Yeah.
Well, for what reason? I guess not to pay Netflix, but...
Hey, look, you live and you learn.
Good luck, you know, Barlow and Bear.
That's the thing with a company that's become unpredictable financially. I'm sure maybe in the past you're like, oh, they fuck with us. We're good. But I'm sure maybe some things changed internally there where they're like,
Well, and I'm sure Shonda, I think there is somewhere down in this article where she was kind of like, what the fuck? like I was once a struggling, you know, writer. Right. who was trying to make it out there. Like, I'm not trying to fuck you over. I just asked you to license from me my intellectual property. Like,
y'all are clearly talented.
Yeah.
Maybe you could do something else. Anyway, whatever. Yeah.
And she was like all for the fan. Like, she's like, when y'all made the album, we gave you ability to do the album. We gave you permission for that. So it's like, we supported you, but don't fuck me over.
Wow. Hey, look, the legalities of intellectual property are, they're a doozy if you have no consideration for them at all, just so we know. All right. Well, thank you for explaining that to me. And thank you for joining me on this edition of It's Not Zeit, But It's Okay. And we'll be back tomorrow with a whole new show. Get the vaccine, wear a mask, be kind to yourself. Okay. And help somebody out if you can. And don't do nothing in the face of any kind of discrimination, oppressive shit. Okay, please. That's how we incrementally go towards a better world. All right. Thanks, Becca. And we'll see y'all. Or, I mean, we won't see y'all, but we'll hear y'all. You'll hear us coming up soon. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.